Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Can you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news? 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Anti- and pro-Israel demonstrations continue on U.S. campuses. We have the story.
The bomb threat on the WSU campus. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Smoking while on oxygen led to a house fire in South Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Dueling protests in New York City last night. Fox's Steve Harrigan was there as pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel groups marched at the same time.
Some of the signs encourage people to be ready for a fight, so we're seeing a much heavier police presence here tonight than we have in the past. Across the country, we saw things ratchet up today. Some of the worst scenes were at Emory University in Atlanta. There, police used tear gas, they used tasers, even fired some rubber bullets to remove protesters. You could hear some of those protesters scream as they were being carried out. And really, Emory officials were quick to say that these were not students at Emory University, that instead they were outside agitators who had come onto campus to stir up trouble in what Emory called criminal behavior.
The White House is calling protesters to be peaceful, condemning violence and hateful rhetoric.
Police investigated a bomb threat on the campus of Wichita State University last night. In a news release, WSU said campus police got a call about 10 p.m. indicating the presence of a bomb on campus at Wallace Hall and at the Starbucks on 21st Street. A search found no bomb on the campus nor the store.
Two people were hospitalized in critical condition following a house fire in South Wichita.
It happened around 6:30 Wednesday evening in the 2100 block of South Water near Main and Mount Vernon. Crews arrived and found two people and their dog. The people were transported to an area hospital. One person has been released. The other remains listed in stable condition. Investigators determined that the fire was due to someone smoking while using oxygen. The fire caused $30,000 in damage. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new report finds Haskell University in Lawrence failed to respond to student complaints about sexual assault, fraud, and theft, also alleging that certain employees were wrongfully terminated. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, now asking the Department of the Interior to conduct its own transparent investigation.
Many of them have leaders and tribal members who have been educated at Haskell. They care about Haskell. And want to be helpful to Haskell, but we need to get the basics in place at Haskell so other tribes and other Native Americans and just Americans in general can be helpful to that cause.
And the latest investigation was conducted by the Bureau of Indian Affairs Administrative Investigations Board.
Arguments are underway in former President Trump's immunity case at the Supreme Court. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
After nearly 3 hours of arguments, the nine justices must now wrestle with whether a former president has some measure of criminal immunity for acts taken while he was in office. Which of the January 6th related allegations were the private actions of candidate Trump versus something officially within the purview of then President Trump? Many of the justices signaled they're thinking far beyond the case at hand and trying to gauge the real life fallout of resolving those complex debates. Those questions also provoking other justices to ask about whether a president can actually pardon himself in advance in the waning days of his administration.
Former President Trump charged with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump's attorneys argue he is entitled to absolute immunity for his official acts while in office. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs have their first-round draft pick in place. We'll have highlights and an analysis of that coming up in sports.
Outbreaks of whooping cough in the U.S. and around the world have health officials on edge. That story and more news coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 808 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita's League 42 youth baseball organization made national news in January when vandals stole and destroyed the league's Jackie Robinson statue from McAdams Park in North Wichita. Major League Baseball and private donations are helping to replace the statue. League 42 founder Bob Lutz talked with KNSS News about the negative impact of money on sports.
I don't know that we've spent a lot of time talking about it with our kids, but the biggest message is the importance of education and not to rely on an athletic pursuit to get you where you need to be. I mean, our kids are like any other kids. They see these athletes reaping the rewards of NIL and everything like that.
Bob Lutz, our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
An effort by Kansas legislators to help Texas in the conflict with the Biden administration over illegal immigration is being blocked by Governor Laura Kelly. Members of the Kansas House of Representatives were considering yesterday whether the chamber can get the two-thirds majority necessary to override the veto. The provisions would have allowed sending Kansas National Guard personnel or equipment to the border to assist Texas, and setting aside $15.7 million for the effort.
The death of an Ohio man in police custody is coming under scrutiny.
53-year-old Frank Tyson died after he was handcuffed and left face down on the floor of a social club last week. Police body cam footage released Wednesday shows a Canton cop responding to a report of a crash and finding Tyson at the nearby bar. Police grabbed Tyson, and he resisted being handcuffed. Efforts to restrain him included putting a knee on his back. Minutes after Tyson is heard saying, "I can't breathe," one officer asked another if Tyson had calmed down. The other replied he might be out. The cops involved have been placed on administrative leave. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Outbreaks of whooping cough in the United States and around the world have health officials on edge.
In North Carolina's Henderson County, the health department says they've confirmed 27 cases of whooping cough. Honolulu's seen 11 cases since March. The Sacramento Bee reports 93 cases in the Marin County, California area this year. Overseas, the Netherlands had 1,800 cases reported in the first 2 weeks of April. Cases in China are reported to have totaled more than 15,000 this January. That's several times more than this time last year. Doctors warn babies are most at risk of getting sick and dying from whooping cough, while most adults in the U.S. are vaccinated against it. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a stalled-out vehicle. Watch for this to slow things down southbound I-135, and it's up around 53rd Street North. Luckily, those traffic volumes easing at this time. Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
A stormy start to our Friday. You need to watch out for the chance of seeing a couple of strong to severe storms as well. Going from a mostly to a partly cloudy sky, also need to watch out for another round of potentially a couple of stronger storms, especially east of Wichita later today. Warm high of 80. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now fog and mist, 66 degrees, a south wind at 15 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. Presidential immunity. What's going on with this? There's got arguments going on for the former President Trump at the Supreme Court. And with us, get a little more on information on this, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning to you.
So I guess the question that sticks out of my mind is this question we've heard before and before. Is any man above the law? And I guess that's kind of what we're determining here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the justices seem to be very skeptical of this kind of idea that a president has absolute immunity, right? That there is, you know, a president is free to do whatever he or she would like to do without any sort of consequence. That being said, there does seem to be some concern about not having any immunity at all and kind of what actions should be kind of immune from prosecution that presidents have to make and what actions ought not to be. And the justices did spend an awful lot of time trying to distinguish between what they described as official acts and private acts and whether or not those are treated differently. Notably, the justices also seem to feel the weightiness of this decision. Maybe going beyond the scope of just the Donald Trump indictment in front of them and thinking about this in terms of the overall presidency. Justice Neil Gorsuch saying that they are being asked to write a rule for the ages. You had Justice Kavanaugh say that he was less concerned about this case and more concerned about what they will do for the presidency moving forward. What about the next guy, the guy after that, the guy after that, right? And so that tends to be the potential, at least, for a much broader, much more landmark type opinion that could set, you know, brand new ground as it relates to our understanding of the power of the presidency and criminal immunity. It'll be fascinating to see kind of how narrow or how big they go, because in arguments, they try to probe going both directions, right? They kind of ask, you know, could we kind of rule on some of these and not others as far as the counts against Trump, or do we need to kind of set, as I said, a much more clear standard, a much more clear precedent? They spend a lot of time thinking about those conflicting issues.
Well, it looks to me like this is not going to be one of those routine 5-4 rulings.
I think it's going to depend largely on how big or small they go, right? You know, think about the case against Trump as it related to Colorado, right? And whether or not he had ballot access. The justices did not all agree on kind of the scope, how big they needed to go, but they all agreed 9-0 that Colorado's court could not prohibit Trump from being on the ballot. And so the overall opinion was pretty narrow in that it ordered him on the ballot. And then you kind of saw justices write concurrences about what they would have done in their own opinions. Maybe we get something like that, right? Maybe there are some elements here that there is some broad consensus. And then you see the justices kind of write their own kind of future moving forward. But it will be interesting to see, again, I think, how big this decision goes, how broad this decision ends up being, again, because the questions really dove into kind of the challenges of prosecuting presidents, the challenges of presidents being under legal pressure, the challenges of a president not being under legal pressure, the whole idea that the founders were trying to create a system in which nobody was above the law, right? They had just, you know, defeated the king, and they didn't want a king in the United States, right? And so would immunity set something up that the founders were trying to prevent? You know, these are not addressed specifically in the Constitution, which again is why the Supreme Court has this case in front of them and is looking at something that has never really been in front of them for the history of the Republic.
You're looking at putting a lot of power in that one executive office, and like I say, there may be a new person, a different party next time, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's why they seem to be loath to look at this in just the lens of this case. They are trying to look at this through the lens of presidential power for eternity, right?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jared, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. That immunity case, in just my opinion, that is very, very important. What's it going to come down to? Hey, what's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check it out with Jamel Haloperic and visit Wichita.com.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're having a great day so far. It's Friday. yay, woohoo, we made it to Friday. Don't you love it? Just gives you a little pep in your step. But hey, we have a lot going on in Wichita, as always, so let's get right to it. We have Candid, starring Kelsey Grammer. This is over at Century 2 tomorrow night, Saturday, starting at 7:30. And it is, you know, the Kelsey Grammer from Cheers and Frasier. He is going to be starring in this, and it's going to have jazz, waltz, sizzling tango, some of the best known opera singers. It's going to be fantastic. So you can see Candid starring Kelsey Grammer at Century 2 tomorrow night. Then we have the Women's Fair all weekend long. You got to get over there, ladies. There are a lot of great things. It's going to be the latest trends in fashion, beauty, spa, home decor, you name it. There'll be cooking shows, stage events. It's going all weekend long at Century 2. And I love going there and just seeing all the other ladies. I go with my mom and my daughter a lot of times. And just seeing the latest clothing, the fashions, the jewelry. You can find some really good deals, too. So they have everything that women love. So check it out. And then we have Fulton Valley Farms Spring Fling Tea Party. Gotta love this. This is happening tomorrow, Saturday, at 11 and 2. And this is kind of neat. It's a charming tea party in the country at Fulton Valley Farms. And it is, you savor delicious food and tea. And you get to go out and stroll through the property, see their reindeer. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a class on tea, so you can learn all about the tea. And they say, you know what, this might be an early Mother's Day celebration that would be beautiful. Or just go out there for a nice time outdoors. And you can go outdoors and then indoors, and they'll have a lot of it in the barn. So weather, you know, it doesn't really matter how it's going to be. If it's going to be windy or a little chilly or warm or whatever, you know how Kansas weather can be, it'll be nice. So this is the Fulton Valley Farms Spring Fling Tea. I don't know why I have to say it that way. I just feel fancy when I say Spring Fling Tea. But anyway, you guys have an amazing day. You guys have such a great show, and I love joining you. So go kill it out there today. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jamel, and visit Wichita.com, 819 Steve and Ted. Getting word right now that Derek Schmidt will run for Congress in the 2nd District. LaTurner said he's not going to run again. That's over in the eastern part of the state. And, of course, Derek Schmidt served as our Kansas Attorney General for 12 years. Now he's going to try to get back into that federal paycheck there, the big money. 819 Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
The 89th National Football League draft got underway in Detroit last night with first-round picks. The Kansas City Chiefs moving up a few spots near the end of the first round. The audio from the NFL Network.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
There it is.
5'11", speedy wide receiver from the Texas Longhorns coming to the Chiefs in the first round. Here's Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach.
He saw value there, and again, moving 38 spots for a guy that, you know, we think will be a great addition to our team, and especially with the special teams values that he adds, I think was something that we really factored in. Yeah, just our ability to play vertical and have speed on the field at all times, and having Xavier and Hollywood, I think, will make life easier for Travis and Rasheed. And I think, you know, as the season goes on here, I think we'll have an offense that can attack in multiple different ways and always keep defenses guessing.
All right, there you go. A more NFL draft with more rounds tonight and Saturday up in Detroit. Chiefs will have some more picks coming up. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals hosting the Toronto Blue Jays at Kauffman Stadium. You heard the game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Royals get things cranked up early. Denny Matthews with the call.
Shelby with 31 hits. His batting average, .348. Six home runs, driven in 23. In comes the pitch, and it's belted down the left field line. If it stays fair, it does. Gone. Salvador Perez goes after the first pitch. Why not? So Barrios serves up Perez's seventh home run. And with rain in the offing, it's very good to get an early lead. It's raining very lightly at the moment. But past Fantino's walk turns into two runs as Salvador Perez goes after the first pitch.
Yeah, that was huge because that was the two runs the Royals got. That's what they needed. They beat the Blue Jays 2-1. A five-inning game. that got called by heavy rain and then a 3.5-hour rain delay after the tarp finally came out. And the Royals win it in 5 innings, 2-1. Third straight win over Toronto, 3 straight all by 1 run. The Royals will be on the road in Detroit this weekend. The Royals right now with a 2-game lead for a wild card spot, although we're at the end of April here. Noon today, 5 p.m. tomorrow, those games on KFH. And then Sunday afternoon at 12:30, that Royals game is here on KNSS on Sunday afternoon. The Royals on the road at Detroit. And it's a home weekend for the Wichita State baseball team at X Stadium. Shockers hosting Tulane in conference play. 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. All those Shocker baseball games are live. Mike Kennedy will have the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean accuses President Biden of lying. That's on the way. Stephen Ted here on KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now and 66 degrees. A water main break shut down portions of Central Street between Hillside and I-135 in Wichita Thursday afternoon. It caused traffic to be diverted as crews worked to restore the service. In addition to the break on Central, city crews worked to repair a break on Madison between Harry and Mount Vernon.
A new American Legion post established in Wichita, post 444, is now at the Oxford Vista. That's the former Masonic home in West Wichita. Post Commander Joe Hicks says it's rare to get a new Legion post.
Veterans don't seem to want to join. And the older veterans of Vietnam, Korea, and a few that are still alive from World War II, it's getting harder and harder for them to carry the weight.
He says the post has 16 founding members. It'll work to recruit additional members.
One university is calling off its commencement ceremony amid pro-Palestinian protests. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
The University of Southern California is effectively closing its campus during commencement next weekend, requiring tickets to access the school and events there and subjecting guests to screening and bag checks. USC canceled its main graduation ceremony, saying it would take too much time to get roughly 65,000 students and guests through these new security procedures, though they will still host dozens of other commencement activities and receptions as they have in previous years. The cancellation of the main graduation ceremony is the latest development in a saga that began when USC made the unprecedented move of canceling the graduation speech of this year's valedictorian, citing safety concerns.
Critics blasted the move. Missouri Congressman Mark Alford called it beyond unacceptable.
A New York appeals court overturning a rape conviction against movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
As shocking as this sounds, the Weinstein decision actually makes it likely that a brand new trial in New York on the very same charges will come about in the not too distant future. However, and this is important, Mr. Weinstein will remain behind bars, both because of a separate conviction and because of what would likely turn into a lengthy retrial. New York's State Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's 23-year sentence in a 4-3 decision. The court found that the trial judge unfairly allowed testimony against Weinstein based on allegations that were not a part of the case. Me Too advocates noted that the ruling was based on legal technicalities and is not an exoneration of Mr. Weinstein's behavior.
And Weinstein's lawyer tells Fox News she believes justice was served and the decision will restore faith in the, quote, foundation of our system.
Wichita's League 42 youth baseball organization made national news in January when vandals stole and destroyed the league's Jackie Robinson statue from McAdams Park in North Wichita. Major League Baseball and private donations are helping to replace the statue. League 42 founder Bob Lutz tells KNSS News.
League 42 is a youth baseball league devoted to the message of Jackie Robinson, the first black player in Major League Baseball in 1947. We try to espouse his ideals and his integrity, and we have more than 600 kids this year on 46 teams. We play at McAdams Park.
Bob Lutz is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 8:50 now here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Bomb threat on the Wichita State University campus last night. No bomb was found.
Two
people hospitalized after a house fire in South Wichita caused by someone while smoking while on oxygen.
One.
Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, we've got a vehicle fire reported northbound I-135, and it's right there at the ramp from K-254 onto I-135. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for rain this morning, becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 63. For Saturday, 80% chance for showers and storms, and tomorrow's high 80 degrees. Now fog and mist, 66 degrees, south wind at 15 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All three of the indices down yesterday on Wall Street. This morning, the Dow is trading up by 141 points. The S&P is up 45 points, and the NASDAQ is up almost 261 points. Microsoft has reported that its profit rose 20% for the January-March quarter as it tries to position itself as a leader in applying artificial intelligence technology to make workplaces more productive. The company reported quarterly profit of just under $22 billion, $2.94 per share.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. After more than four decades in banking, Mike Babbitt has joined one of the area's most well-known commercial real estate and development companies. Yesterday, Wichita-based Occidental Management announcing that Babbitt, most recently Cross First Bank's managing director of Wichita Business Banking, as its vice president of strategic initiatives. In the position, Babbitt is tasked with working internally and externally to align Occidental's organizational strategies and target markets, capitalizing on strategic growth opportunities.
Commercial jet deliveries for Boeing dropped more than 36% year over year in the first quarter, following the Federal Aviation Administration grounding and delivery halt of the company's best-selling 737 MAX in early January. First quarter earnings for commercial jets was $4.7 billion, with a negative operating margin of almost 25% and a 31% year-over-year revenue drop. Now, Boeing said in a release this week that its first quarter report, a good part of Boeing jets manufactured by Spirit AeroSystems, Wichita's largest employer. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. From the humble beginnings in California and its first franchise locations in Illinois to its current status as one of the world's leading food service brands, McDonald's has come a long way. According to a recent analysis, the company Arches, the Golden Arches, are still America's favorite place to eat fast food under, this is for price, least price, price L, a site, a website. Talking about restaurant prices and so forth. McDonald's still number one. That's a, oh boy, there's more on that story at our webpage, knssradio.com, if you want to check it out. All right, Ted, today is National Kids and Pets Day. What kid doesn't want to have a pet?
Kids always want to have pets.
Yeah. And, you
and
know,
adults, too.
You know, the kids, the pets, it's a way to give you a companion for them. And they,
exactly.
They grow to
endless,
love their,
endless entertainment.
Love their little pets.
Yeah.
And, you know, do they take care of them? Some kids do, I'm
well,
sure.
Yeah.
We try to teach them responsibility.
Try
but
to.
The end of the day, after my kids had left the home, I inherited
you
the
end
pets.
Up thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Needed to be taken out to go to the bathroom. I got to do it. Needed to be fed. I got to do that.
It's your job now.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my wife didn't even take care of it. It was me. But anyway, take you. A kid has to have a pet. You got to have them. Remember that movie Old Yeller where the kid had that?
That didn't turn out well.
I guess not.
Or many parties.
Well, I can't.
That's your example?
I guess that's the only one I could think of right
now. Oh, man.
Top of my head.
Yikes.
Oh, poor Old Yeller.
Well, all right. Thanks for sending us into the weekend with that.
All right. Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program. Christopher Bedford's on. He's an editor with Blaze. He's going to be talking about the Johnson speakership. Top of the hour news this morning. The protests continue on the campuses. And that's all for Steve and Ted. You missed the today's show. Want to listen again? Go on the Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the morning, 987-1330, KNSS, Wichita.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.